Mark and I understand since this pandemic started, the NL school board, well, all across Canada, the schools weren't in operation now for a while. And recently you had graduate students graduate from the Jens Haven Memorial School?
Yes, that's correct.
And how many has graduated this year?
16 students. Of course, there couldn't be a grad as the students would ordinarily expect and as we were looking forward to.
I guess I can get your point of view, too, of like how you're coping with all this without no school?
As you can expect, I mean, it's certainly a challenge because you, during the school year, you become so, used to the regular school day and the things that go along and the students and this kind of stuff. And to suddenly have it pulled up from underneath your feet is, you know, it creates a bit of a disjuncture, I suppose, in your day. That's for sure. It's really a challenge. It's hard to adjust to not being in school every day. But I think we're all coping, you know, we're managing and we're doing the best we can with everything. So there we are. But I think we all miss the school, students included. I've had students say, you know, that they miss being in school. That's understandable.
So I understand that there's a few teachers who are still teaching their students through Facebook.
Yeah, teaching staff, I guess, all in the province are reaching out to the students and working with the students and suggesting to the students to pursue different activities and different readings and this kind of stuff. So the effort is there, and they're looking for students to respond to them. And that's a challenge, of course, because not everyone has internet. For example, days are pretty busy. Learning at home, like working from home, can sometimes be a real challenge, especially if you've never done it before and you're not used to it. So, but yeah, we are working. We're doing our best with that and working on the guidelines set up by the NLEA.
Okay. And I understand, too, that the 2020 graduation class recently graduated, too, at Jens Haven Memorial?
Yes, they did. We had 16 students, and we were, of course, we were all, I guess, a bit dismayed, or a lot dismayed, perhaps, that the grad couldn't go ahead as originally planned. And that's really sad, because that's such a highlight, you know, for a high school student and students. During a student's education, K-12, I mean, to look forward to the prom at the end of your final year in school is such an important thing, such a big thing for you. And it means so much to the students that we felt we had to acknowledge that day for them in some way that was fitting to the occasion. And we did. We went around to the graduates' doors and we brought along a little gift for them. We brought a banner and we sort of took photographs, you know, all the while, you know, respecting the social distancing guidelines. And it was well received, and people were quite happy to do it. And as were we were glad we could make this work out. And so it was, like we all know, I mean, it's such a difficult thing to create anything that's even remotely. But the problem itself, of course, it could not measure up to that in any way. But we went around and we sort of acknowledged and honored the students on their special day. It was great to see the community support for the grads, the noise making and this kind of stuff. So it was wonderful, and everyone waved, and it was all, I guess, a pretty good scene.
Would you like to add anything else?
Sure. I should say, I suppose, that I was going to announce this at the end of the year at the cap and gown, but this is my last year as principal. I'm retiring at the end of June, and so there'll be a new principal come September. I'd like to say, too, that it's thought of it as really an honor to have served as principal of the name school and to work with the students all these years. And so I'd like to thank everyone for their understandings over the years and their forbearance. And for me, it's been an honor. I'm pleased to have served the people of Nain in that capacity. And to say I'll miss it is an understatement, but I certainly will, that's for sure.
Did you mention how many years were you here working?
18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember when you became our principal.
You have a good memory. It's been a great experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything, you know. There wasn't a day when you wake up to go to work and you think, oh, darn, you know, I have to go to work. It was not one. There wasn't one day like that. And it's always been, it was a great experience. It was a pleasure to serve.
Larkin, I'd like to thank you for all those 18 years serving and supporting the Jens Haven Memorial students and staff.
Well, thank you, Lavinia. I certainly appreciate that. And as I say, it was a pleasure for me. And I've been honored to do it.
Thank you, Larkin, and I hope you have a good retirement.
Well, thank you very much, Lavinia. I certainly appreciate that as well. And this was very kind of you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
Lavinia uchalahatikayuk, Mr. Larkin Nimik, imailisluguta emanganit khalimasea loktaan na COVID-19 pigeasilaun manit, nifulami labadori millo ilinneavit angiyuk kauhatikigiyangit ilunnaani kanatau, ilinneavit khagunnaisimalikku, ammalumaan na khamiulautuk, ilinneavinnit September Raulipat, Kihatulonik Nunalionik Nainimi, Suleri Lotara, Piritsua Lotara, Tamani, Suluhautama Tupanik, Padnegerson Ilinemot, Suleri Retuloni, Ilangitiguli Amma, Orasum Mitluit, Kita, Suleri Retugarama, Ikamayan Nurat Lamat, Taman Ilona, Suleri Lotara, Kamasanera, Kihatunigi Lotara, Lavinia. Nakomina mitlogo 18 anik yarni ki khatusi malimattamani naini ilinne vengani ikayutsi sehunillo ilinne meungunik ammalu ilinne ti chinnin larkan nakomina tilugo lavinia mik lavinia nakomina tilugo 18 anik yarni ki khatutsi alo mat ikayutsi sehunillo naini mi ilinne vengande ilinne meugyanginik ammalu ilinne ti chinnin larkan nakomina tilugo lavinia mik Ammalo oppiu tikit sel lugu suliare lottara. Lavinia nakumigela neamit lugu. Uhammisuni huvietulla hotituk sulumanna sulianek pijarittu kaving. Lakan nakumigela neamitit lugu. Atsunaigutin jäsutin.
Hello, graduates. Isn't success beautiful? All of your hard work, your time and effort has led you to this wonderful day of celebration, your graduation day. So while coronavirus may have shut down your schools, it did not shut down your path to success because you were well ahead of that curve, having spent the last 12 years laying a solid foundation of learning to get you to your graduation. So don't be limited by the obstacles of today that is posed by COVID-19, but rather reach for what's to come in the days ahead. As your Member of Parliament for Labrador, I am so proud of you and so proud to take this opportunity to wish you all a congratulations and every success on your graduation. We are proud of you. Hashtag you are awesome.
Back now, and I can see a lot of changes that's happened. But one of the things that always remains the same is how important our youth are to our communities. Our youth are our future leaders. And that was said to me. I remember when I was graduating and people come up to me and said that. And I look at myself now as an MHA. And I say to you, look around your communities. Look and see who your Angukak is, who your ordinary member of Nunatsiavut Government are. Look around and see who the business owners are. Look at the community and see your healthcare professionals. Your people are out there making decisions in your community that's impacting the lives of everybody. When you look at those people, you will know where our leaders are. And they were young too once. But also, I want you to look around the community and see people who make a huge difference by helping others. Helping others by saying supportive words, or helping people financially, or helping people just by being there, because they are leaders too. So with this very, very important day, and all the things that you have to the future, I want you to reflect back now and say, what kind of leader do I want to be? What kind of difference do I want to make? And I'm just going to read you a quote here from Barack Obama. It says, change will not come if we wait for some other person, if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change we seek. And that's important. That's an important quote to me, because that was a quote that inspired me to run for MHA. And I hope you can look around your community and you can look to others and find things that inspire you and help you become the leaders, right? Our future leaders that we so badly need. And I want to say to you all, congratulations. And I hope you have a wonderful
day. In today's world, but your teachers, parents, and caregivers have prepared you to face challenges head on, to make the right choices and to set your own individual paths. To Elder Robin, Andrea, Ethan, Sheila, Thomasa, Silpa, Melissa, Stephen Ryder, Keegan, Jeremy, Jimmy, Blake, Christian, and Devin, you have much to celebrate as you embark on your next journey in life. The path you choose may be bumpy at times, the road you take may be winding and long, and the mountains you climb may be high. But no matter where your journey takes you,
I hope you will always remember the times you spend at Jane's Haven. To teachers, parents, and caregivers, you've done a great job raising these wonderful young men and women and providing them with guidance. Thanks again for the opportunity to say a few words. We look forward to helping you as you move forward in your
raising right now will help prepare you for the future. Each of us has a story to tell, a story that is still being written. It's called life. And the adventures you encounter along the way will strengthen you as you realize your full potential.
So no matter where your journey takes you, we hope that you will remember the times you spent at Jem's Haven. You have left your mark on your school. Now go leave your mark on the world.
Many thanks to your teachers and parents for the great job they've done in helping to bring you along this far in the journey. I am sure that you are very proud, just as we are, in knowing that the world is waiting for you.
Again, congratulations to all graduates. The future is yours.
Congratulations.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.